This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kenneth Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, date of birth 12/9/1943. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Anderson, or I'm sorry, for Mr. Roberts, with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was October 18th of 2021. Since that time, he did see a urologist because he had a urinary tract infection, and he was symptomatic with dysuria. He was treated with oral antibiotics, and the symptoms resolved. He will follow up with the urologist if any symptoms return. His weight is down 3 pounds since his last visit, and he believes that his last hemoglobin A1C was 5.9, so blood sugar control is excellent. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, blood, or dysuria. No edema or claudication symptoms. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough or sputum production. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight a low dose of Ramipril, 2.5 milligram once daily. Physical examination, weight is 219 pounds and blood pressure is 128 over 62. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 22nd of 2022. Creatinine is 2.19, which is stable. Sodium 135, potassium is 5.1, carbon dioxide is 23, calcium is 8.4, albumin 3.5, phosphorus is 3.6. Hemoglobin is 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he will avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.